Hello and welcome back to another edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson and I am joined by Town Councilor Christina Tesser Dirksen. Now, Christina, we had a big week this past week. There was a huge win for council with the Milton Education Village secondary plan finally being passed. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the MEV.
Yeah, well, it's a great story. It's a wonderful Christmas gift for us. I'm a newcomer to the MEV project. You know, I've only been on council for 2 years now, and this has been a project that's been ongoing for over a decade. So I can't take too much credit. Really, it started back in the day with the town CAO, Mario Belvedere, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own with the help of staff and partners at Laurier Conestoga. So what happened last week at council is that council unanimously supported the secondary plan, which was presented, and staff are also going to be asking for what's called a ministerial zoning order from the province, which simply eliminates a step of regional approval in the first phase of the secondary plan. So it's going to cut off quite a bit of time. The region has been involved throughout the secondary plan, so their input has been given where they wanted to give it, and they've addressed issues that they wanted to address. So now, because all the parties are kind of on board to move forward, we're going to expedite it. So there's lots of opportunity for some exciting development. Laurier was Canada's first green university, so we're looking forward to see the environmental, green, sustainable lens that they bring to the designs. And that's something that staff at the town are going to be keeping a close eye on as well, because any new development, especially of this size, really needs to take into account our climate change mitigation efforts that we've dedicated and committed to at the town of Milton. So overall, it looks like it's going to get underway in earnest. And this is how these big projects go. You know, they take years and years and years and years on paper, and then all of a sudden you get shovels in the ground and things start rolling along. Now, we still have a ways to go. You know, I'm not saying we're going to be seeing, buildings being framed in the next couple months. And of course, COVID put a bit of a delay on things as well. But this is a real solid step moving forward to get this project realized.
And going from one news story to another, Christina, the biggest one for us here at MyFM was the lights at Allendale. It's a fantastic story. It's nice to have some positive news for once. I know there's a parade happening this weekend. I was wondering, are you going to be there?
The parade, I may make it out to. We're actually celebrating a birthday in the family, so we're going to try and dedicate some time to that family member as well. But Allendale actually holds a really special place in my heart because I worked there when I was in high school for several years. My mother was a nurse there for well over 30 years. So Allendale has figured really prominently in my life growing up. And my husband and I got out there last Sunday, and there were some community organizers, Mustafa Sajid, who got things rolling with getting some lights out there. And when I say some lights, there were thousands and thousands of lights. So the community really came together donating Christmas lights. Some hardy souls got out in the cold weather on Sunday morning, and we were able to decorate trees. There were some fellas up on the roof trimming the eaves troughs with lights, big inflatables. So just anything we could cover with lights, we managed to get out there, and things look great. And actually, I just got a great email from a lady whom I've known for a very long time. She caught wind of what we had done, and she heard that my husband and I were involved, and she sent me an email thanking me so much. Her mother is there in Allendale. Her mother is 99 years old, and given her age and not being able to be with her family this Christmas, this friend of the family reached out and said how much it meant to her that folks in the community banded together to bring some joy to the residents at Allendale, seeing that their families can't be with them. So it's really heartwarming, just donating a few hours of your time, and everything was socially distanced. Everybody wore masks, so we were safe. And the payoff is just so much more than the time we put in. So it turned out to be a really great story.
Christina, from one positive story to another, you were telling me about Chef Milani Bastian's, a famous entrepreneur here in the Milton area that I know a lot of listeners are very aware of who she is. You're saying that she's getting some recognition for something that she's doing with Caribbean Vibes, which for listeners who don't know is her new downtown Milton restaurant.
Yeah, Milani is always looking to feed the community. She wants to feed the people. And so every Sunday at her restaurant, Caribbean Vibes on Main Street, She is promoting what she calls No One Goes Hungry in Milton on a Sunday. So basically from early evening onward, but probably about 5 o'clock, people can come over to the restaurant and there will be meals given out free of charge, nutritious meals cooked by Milani. And there's also bags of groceries with fresh produce in partnership with Food for Life. So folks can come in, you know, no questions asked, and they take away a hot, nutritious meal and some groceries. So Milani's really taken up the mantle here to make sure that folks are nourished. And she's one example of many, many initiatives in the community. People are organizing to just spread the joy, spread, you know, the resources that we have. It's been a tough year for everybody. I mean, it sounds cliche at this point, but there really are a lot of great community initiatives and folks out there who are banding together to make sure that we can ease some of the hardship that this year has brought to our neighbors in the town of Milton.
Today is December 18th, Christina. We are exactly 1 week away from Christmas Day. I know you said you have your little birthday celebration with a family member this weekend. I was wondering what your plans are next weekend for Christmas.
Well, obviously, it's going to be a different Christmas. I'm a real traditionalist when it comes to Christmas. I like things done up right. I've got really sentimental feelings about Christmas. So it's going to be tough not having big family gatherings, but it's just not worth it. So what we're going to do is we are planning, my immediate family, myself, my husband, and kids, we're going to drive out to my parents' place, and we're going to, weather permitting, have some hot chocolate and coffee outside around a fire pit. And that's it. Like, we're not going inside. There's not going to be any hugs. So it's just going to be that time together outdoors where we can just have some face-to-face chats and catch up. The digital stuff is great, and we've been utilizing it. But I know my parents, you know, being seniors and watching their health, feel really isolated. So we're going to go and do what we did at Mother's Day. It's just going to be like standing outside, chatting, spreading some cheer and catching up and letting the grandparents see the grandkids run around in the yard. And then back home with the immediate family, we're going to cook a traditional Christmas dinner and then just hunker down for the night and maybe watch a good movie.
And a fire pit in the winter is always a good idea.
I think so, too. As long as it's not raining, because it looks like we have some mild weather coming up. But I think Christmas weekend right now is showing to be in the negative numbers. So hopefully if there is any precipitation, it's going to be snow and won't put a damper on our fire.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Christina. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much, Cameron. Thanks for all you do throughout the year for us as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy holidays and Happy New Year as well. That is Town Councilor Christina Tesser-Dirksen making herself available just before the holidays. I'm not sure how next week is going to work with us doing this show on Fridays. I am working Christmas Day, surprise, surprise, but I'm not sure anyone else will be. And when it comes down to it, this isn't really about me. We'll see. Anyway, maybe we'll get someone earlier in the week and just improvise from there. But in the meantime, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.